Welcome to a special episode of Dauber Prospects Radio. We are going to be talking Central European prospects for the 2017 NHL Draft at the end of the month. Our guest today is Dennis Schellenberg. You can find Dennis at Scouting Factory on Twitter. Dennis is a Swiss scout at Future Considerations and Central European scout covering Switzerland, Germany, Austria, Slovakia, and Czech Republic for McKean's Hockey, which just published their NHL Draft Guide on June 7th. And Dennis is a certified scout at Sports Management Worldwide. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Hey, Paul.
Are you ready to talk some hockey prospects?
Sure.
All right, let's get right off the bat with probably the top Czech prospect, Martin Necas from Kometo Brno in the Extraliga. Is he first round? Is he even top 10?
Yeah, definitely. I see him as a top 15. I would not be surprised if he cracks the top 10, actually. Yeah. I actually have him top 10, so...
Excellent.
I think he's really an exciting player.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about his game?
Sure. I mean, he's a top 6 goal scoring center, and he's really an offensive contributor. He likes to get things going offensively. His shot is above average, I would say. He's really good around the net, so he really has that nose, that sense for a good position. He always seems to be in good scoring position. He's also a very good skater. He's really quick on his skates. He's smooth. He has a good top speed, great acceleration. He always keeps his feet moving. He's really an energy guy. He never runs out of gas. He's a tough forechecker as well. He can really pressure the puck carrier. And he's really gifted and poised with the puck. He can fly over the ice together with his speed, his puck handling skills. He's really a guy that I like. And even his play away from the puck is great because he, as I said, he keeps his feet moving. He's always trying to search open ice. He's really an exciting player. And he played pro almost the entire last season, so he really can do that against men already.
Yeah, he had 15 points in 41 games against men, which is pretty impressive. Not many prospects in this draft have played against bigger men. They've played all with the same age guys. So, yeah, Dekash, do you think he's going to come over to North America anytime soon, or is he going to stay in the Extraliga?
I think he might stay because he stayed the entire season playing pro hockey, so I'm not sure if he would like to play CHL, for example. I'm not too convinced because I think once those European players smell the pro hockey, then I think it's a bit tough to make them go. To convince them to come over, so I'm not really sure, but I think that also depends on who drafts him, so I think they have a say maybe to what they like to have him playing next season.
Excellent, so let's move on to the next guy, Philip Chatil, how do you pronounce his name?
I have no idea actually, since I'm not Czech, but I think let's just call him Philip Chatil.
Chatil, okay. Second round guy, or is he going to sneak into the first round?
I've seen him in some rankings where he cracked the top first round. I'm not really sure he can do that. I rather see him as a second round, maybe around the 40th selection, maybe 35 if someone really thinks he can be a top 6 scoring winner. But I'm not too convinced. I think I see him around 40th, maybe.
So what do you think is missing from his game to make him a second rounder?
I think he really needs to improve his defensive game. I think he understands what he has to do defensively, but he's just floating around too much, in my opinion. I think he sometimes loses track of his guy. On the other hand, he's a very late 99 born, so I think that's something you really have to consider. He's really young, and I think especially with a lot of young offensively minded players that they somehow forget a bit to play defense, which you can improve. The other thing is he's not the biggest guy, so he definitely needs to add strength. Although I have to say he's not shying away from playing physical, so although he's not the biggest, he can play a gritty type of game.
All right, excellent. A guy that's just behind Hatil is Ostap Safin, and this kid's completely opposite, 6'4", 198 pounds. That's a big kid.
Indeed, yeah. He's a big size, power forward type of player. And I have him slightly behind Hatil, though. I think he's not really a very creative player. He keeps his game rather simple. But nevertheless, he can be very very dangerous in front of the net, especially with his size. He likes to take the puck directly to the net. He's a good puck protector. Of course, with his size, that's a bit more easy than for Hitil, for example. But I think he also has a good two-way game. So he really back checks hard. He can finish off plays as well as setting up, so he has a good shot, especially his wrist shot is quite accurate. He's also like Nechas, he's good around the net. He understands that to find the open ice, especially in the slot, to find a good opening. And I think he's also a guy that could really blossom well, but I think he needs a bit more time than Nechas, for example.
Okay, and I've seen him in many different places. He's a center or left wing. Do you know what position he will be playing when he comes to the NHL or is playing right now?
I think he should be a winger.
He should be a winger? Okay.
Yes, because he can really, he likes to attack from the side, and then he goes directly to the net with his puck protection skills, with his size and strength. I think that's where he can be a pain. If he like goes to the net, especially in juniors, he did not really had an issue to go to those areas.
And do you think his game will translate when he comes over to the NHL, to the North American ice?
I think he does, yeah. I would not be surprised if he can play a nice power forward role. Although he's really not that creative, so I don't see him as a goal scoring type of winger.
But he will add to your multi-cat categories in fantasy hockey, like hits and blocks and stuff like that?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, he plays physically. He can play physically. He does, actually, so he's a guy you don't really want to play against, especially if you're like a 16, 17-year-old. I think in juniors, he really has that size advantage.
All right, excellent. Let's move to the back end. Radim Šalda from Czech Republic, left-hand defense, ranging around a fourth-round guy, maybe back into a fifth round. Where do you rank him in this year's draft?
I would even rank him as like sixth or seventh round guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he could crack the top five rounds. No, I don't think so, because he really needs to mature his game. He jumps in offensively way too many times. He plays a risky type of game. He always tries to anticipate puck steals and turnovers and that type of stuff, and then he's kind of out of position. So his defense awareness really needs to work. He needs to improve. That's something he really needs to learn, and I'm not sure he can do that to be good enough to make it to the NHL.
Okay, and Jakub Galvis is another left-hand defense. Do you rank him higher than Šalda or lower?
I'm higher on Galvis than on Šalda, because I think Galvis is exactly the opposite. So he's more of a stay-at-home defender. He's very solid defensively. He has a good stick, good timing with the stick. He can really play an active role defensively. He has a good timing when closing the gap. He doesn't really commit a lot of mistakes. He's very reliable in his own zone and really understands that part of his game very well. On the other side, he's not really offensively involved. So he really stays at home. He likes to do his job, kill penalties and so on. And also his skating is, he needs to be a bit more explosive in his first steps. But otherwise, I would rank him higher than Sheldon. I would say Galvash is around 4th, 5th round maybe. And then Sheldon is like 6th, 7th.
Okay, perfect. Okay, those are the Czech Republics that we wanted to talk about. Let's move over to Slovakia. I'm probably going to butcher this name, but Patrik Hrahorčák, left winger.
Yeah, he actually plays in the Czech Republic. But he's Slovak, and he's a guy I like a lot. I've seen him in a couple of international tournaments, and although he's more of a bottom six to way forward. But what I really liked about his game is his work ethic and his willingness to battle. He really likes to compete. He never quits. He always does everything in his shifts to make his team better. He has some leadership skills, and he has always been one of the top Slovak players in my viewings. So he's really an exciting player to watch in terms of how he sacrifices his body, how he tries to make his team better. He might not have high-end puck skills, so I think he will be more limited to a bottom six role. But nevertheless, I see him getting drafted round. I will draft him maybe in the 4th or 5th round.
Yeah, and NHL teams do need role players, so if he can fit a role that a team needs, then yeah, he has a good chance of making the NHL.
Definitely, yeah. And he's willing to do that, so I've seen that ability in his game, so I think he's a guy I would consider in that like mid-round section somewhere.
All right, perfect. You're from Switzerland, Dennis, so how excited is Switzerland about Nico Hischier as a 1-2 guy in the draft?
Well, obviously, he's probably going to be one of the best players ever played in the game. He's definitely going to be the best forward. So, of course, it is very exciting to see him play, although he plays in Halifax. But I managed to see him in a couple of international games, as well as when he still played in Switzerland. Although I have to say last year, of course, the focus was more on Austin Matthews than Nico Hischier, but from a Swiss perspective, it's definitely going to be a milestone. Nino Niederreiter was the highest drafted Swiss guy at 5, so Nico Hischier would really be surprised if he is not going to be the highest one this summer.
And I think he's going to be picked number one overall by the Devils, but I know it's back and forth with Nolan Patrick and Nico Hischier, so I think it depends on what kind of player you're looking for. In Switzerland, is there another prospect that you want to put on people's radar that maybe is far off their radar and maybe doesn't even know about this person? Is there a player that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, there is. I mean, obviously, next to Hischier, there's really a big gap. So I don't see the next Swiss player getting drafted before the 4th round. But one guy I've seen quite a bit this season is defenseman Tobias Geister. He played the whole season pro hockey in the first as well as in the second highest Swiss league. He's a very big guy. He's mobile on skates and he has decent puck skills, so I think that combination makes him very attractive for an NHL team, and I think he should get drafted around, like, I would say around 5 to 7 maybe, but I definitely see him getting drafted as the second Swiss-born player of the Hischier.
And does he have point production? Because mostly defensemen that we're looking for in fantasy hockey is guys that can put up points and maybe get some power play time. Do you think he has that in his game?
I don't think so, no.
No.
He's not really, no. I mean, he produced good numbers in the juniors when he helped his under-20 team in the playoffs. But other than that, in pro hockey, I don't see him as a big offensive contributor. I think he somehow has that in his game, but I don't think it will be good enough or high-end enough to make it at a higher level.
Well,
So
like
I
we
think
have.
he's going. So I think he's going to be like a shutdown guy, and that's his role. He's really he's tall. He has a long reach. He can play an active stick. He has quite soft hands for a big guy, so he can somehow move the puck, and he's also a guy who can play a long outlet pass. But other than that, he needs to shoot more, because he would actually have a heavy shot, but he's not really using it. So he mostly uses his wrist shot, which is okay too, but I would like to see him shoot the puck a bit more often, especially on the power play.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for bringing his attention to us. Do you think he'll fill in with hits and blocks from the back end?
Definitely, yeah. He's a big guy. He plays physically. He can play that role. So I think he can do that, yeah.
Okay,
And
excellent.
his defensive awareness is quite advanced.
Excellent, Dennis. I'd like to really thank you for joining us today. You can find Dennis at Scouting Factory on Twitter. Thank you very much for being on the show, Dennis.
Thanks for inviting, Paul.